Recorded Books and RB Digital present The List by Mick Herron, narrated by Gerard Doyle. Those who knew him said it was how he'd have wanted to go. Dieter Hess died in his armchair, surrounded by his books, a half-full glass of 2008 Burgundy at his elbow, a half-smoked Monte Cristo in the ashtray on the floor. In his lap, Yeats has collected the yellow-jacketed Macmillan edition, and in the CD tray, Perz für Alina, long hushed by the time Batchelor found the body, but its lingering silences implicit in the air, settling like dust on faded surfaces. Those who knew him said it was how he'd have wanted to go, but John Batchelor suspected Dieter would sooner have drunk more wine, read a little longer, and finished his cigar. Dieter had been sick, but he hadn't been tired of life. Out of respect, or possibly mild superstition, Batchelor waited a while in that quiet room, thinking about their relationship, professional but friendly, before nodding to himself, as if satisfied Dieter had cleared the finishing line, and calling Regent's Park. Dieter was long retired from the world of spooks, but there were protocols to be observed. When a spy passes, his cupboards need clearing out. There was a wake, though nobody called it that. Most of the attendees had never known Dieter Hess or the world he'd moved in as an active. They rode desks at Regent's Park, and his death was simply an excuse for a drink and a little stress relief. If they had to come over pious at the name of a dead German who'd fed them titbits in the old days...